Welcome to All Things Military and Veteran Podcast. Our guests throughout the year will include enlisted officers and those who serve our veterans. Your questions and comments are always welcome. info@epccpv.org. My name is Kent Jernig, and I'm the founder and chair of the El Paso County, Colorado Progressive Veterans, a local veterans group with over 1,300 members. I served in Vietnam as a combat medic, and today I help my brothers and sisters who have served our country. Our podcast today is an interview with Molly Rose Speed, who works with veterans and their spouses on creating a remote work career and was awarded the Air Force First Special Operations Wing Spouse of the Year Award for her work in training military spouses. Molly Rose, please tell us about yourself.
Hi there. I'm happy to be here. And for everyone listening, happy to be sharing my story with you. So I am, like you said, a military spouse who was dating a young Air Force guy and moved to the panhandle of Florida and did corporate finance and realized really quickly that this is not the career or the lifestyle that I wanted to have. I love freedom. That's my biggest core value. And the 10 days of vacation that we get out a year just to me wasn't adequate for the life that I wanted to live. And a lot of that was because of the strains put on the military spouse, the constant deployments and having to move all the time and, you know, coming to new communities where being hired as a military spouse isn't necessarily a good thing because they know you're going to leave and I could go on. And so I realized really quickly I needed to have a work remote career that I could take with me wherever I wanted. And so I became a virtual assistant. I had no idea at the time what that was, but I kind of fell into it and was doing executive admin work for a public speaker. And it just snowballed from there. And halfway through that time of when I started and now, and I kept having the same conversations with military spouses. How do I do what you do? They saw me traveling the world, earning a good income, just really happy. So I created a virtual assistant training academy and certification program. And now we have a placement agency. So when my virtual assistants get certified, then we now place them and create jobs for them with entrepreneurs and business owners.
Wow. That is truly amazing. I mean, you created something out of nothing. I'm curious, how do you find the people that are looking for a virtual assistant?
Yeah. So over the years, I've served probably 80 clients of my own, and they all have big networks. So I did really great work for them. So they're great referral sources. I go to conferences quite often and just network and share my mission of supporting military spouses and having a professional program that trains them. Their ears perk up and they're very excited. So I just have a good funnel of a lot of relationships that refer business to our agency. It works out really well.
You are without question an exceptional marketing person. I've been in sales all of my life and you speak like it's coming from my soul because that's what I did.
Thank you. It's good when you believe in your product.
Please tell our listeners about your program that you created a little bit more in depth. I understand how you expanded it, but let's say I was a spouse and I came to you and say, hey, I need some help. I'd like to have a career, not a job flipping hamburgers on base.
Yeah. So what I didn't have when I started was any guidance. The industry's come a long way since then. Virtual assistants are now a very common term, not when I really got started. So when you are interested in this career, it's important to know that we all possess skill sets that someone will hire us for. It's one of the biggest things I have to get overcome with new virtual assistants and military spouses that come my way is, no, who's going to hire me? Who's going to provide these services? Who's going to allow me to work for them? I don't know what to do. It's a confidence thing. So just knowing that, you know, you can offer social media or you can do email management or you can do travel booking, three very basic things that are in very high demand for clients is an important first step. And then kind of asking yourself, is this something that will fit into my lifestyle? Do I have a few 2 to 5 hours a day to be able to offer these services to people? And that's kind of a good pulse to get started. And then you can come to an academy like mine, or you can get on YouTube if you don't want to go through a professional channel, and just start exploring what's out there for how to become a virtual assistant.
How much does your academy cost? I assume you're doing this to make money.
Yes. So the fee, and it's a business training program and it's a tech training. So you get both sides because we are all running our own businesses. It's $12.97, but I knock off over $500 for military spouses. So it's very reasonable and we run specials all the time. But for military spouses, it's under $800. And I can tell you, right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does VA or DOD pay any of that?
Not yet. Something we're working on. It's hard to get in that CAA list of getting that covered for us, but something we're working on.
I imagine it's a very much uphill battle because people cheat and lie and make stuff up and all these kinds of things. Are recovering the money's hard. But if you need a reference, I am nobody, and you can quote me as being a supporter.
Thank you. I love it.
Tell our listeners, we talked a little beforehand and you kind of referenced it, but expand a little how you came up with the idea.
Yeah. So military spouses, I think we have a unique life, right? We have husbands that are gone. Many people have children quite early in a marriage. And then we're just left at home and our identity kind of goes out the door, or we can't get hired because local organizations just can call that a mile away. I've heard story after story of totally qualified for a job and don't get it because of what we believe is that. Or, the whole feeling stuck, or just needing more freedom, being able to travel to see family when your husband's deployed, or pick up your job when you PCS. So that was really a problem I was trying to solve. And this career has been so rewarding for myself and fellow spouses, and also people that aren't in the military. So a lot of stay-at-home moms, digital nomads, which are people that travel all the time, have gone through my program and just have been able to work wherever, whenever they want, without exception.
I got to admit, that's pretty awesome. How exactly, I mean, I'm in Colorado, you're down in Florida. How would a military spouse or anyone really here in Colorado, how would we reach out? I assume you have a website or?
Yeah, so virtualassistantacademy.com. is where you go if you're looking to become a virtual assistant. Like I said, I have a business training program with a tech academy that's ever-changing as technology does. And then we have a really robust community. So you're not just out there on your own. I do at least monthly calls. We have an onboarding process. We get to know you. Like, we're there to make sure you get your first, second, third, and then on job. And then for those looking to hire a virtual assistant, it's virtualassistantmanagement.com. And that's where you can come if you're a business owner looking to hire a virtual assistant. We have a very consultative process to really understand your needs, the personality, all the nuances of what you need in a team member. And then we do our best to match you with our virtual assistants. And it's really awesome to see it all come together.
Well, I'm guessing you thought about it for a long time and slowly but surely but accurately put it all together.
Yes, I did.
I've owned a couple of small businesses myself. I still have one. And it's fun being the boss because you don't have to cover for a boss who keeps screwing up.
Yes.
I've been there. If I screw up, it's my fault. There's no question
I know.
About it. I fix it and move on and learn.
Extreme ownership.
Okay. That is true. You mentioned the training and how people can become 100% remote in terms of their job. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take anything away from your training, but can you generally tell me the types of things that you train people about, et cetera?
Yeah, so there are so many things that a virtual assistant can do. And if you ask 10 people, they're going to give you different answers. And so what I like to say is there's a core 8 things that I want my virtual assistants to know when they come through my program. And then I have advanced training, of course. But from there, sky's the limit. My career has taken me from very basic admin, which I still do because I enjoy it, to helping build websites and courses and podcast production and some branding because I just learned as I went. So the things when you're getting started are tasks such as email management. So getting your client to inbox zero on a Friday makes them just shine and very happy. Calendar management and scheduling. It's very important for a busy entrepreneur. Travel scheduling, social media management, email marketing. So sending newsletters and broadcasts, research and KPIs, so kind of tracking sales could be that, or growth on social media, any type of metric that your company is that you're working for is looking at. Basic task management. This is kind of the catch-all, right? Of just things that need to get done. You got to send this PDF to a client or get this to the printer or something like that. And then the 8th thing is a website updating, not building, but, you know, posting blogs or posting a podcast episode. So those are the things that when they leave my program, I want them to be able to know, because those are probably the most in demand for virtual assistants today.
I definitely understand the last one. I probably update our veterans website once or twice a day.
Yeah.
And it's easy, but yeah, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And training someone isn't a huge deal. I mean, my website isn't exactly, I built it on GoDaddy, so it's very intuitive, very easy. But yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
If I wasn't an old retired guy, I would hire your group immediately.
Thank you.
Okay, here's a good question. People listening to this go, okay, I'm out $800. Yeah, she promises mm-hmm. me a job. Okay, I get a job and it pays minimum wage, right? Tell me what happens. What's common? What's typical? What's average?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's lots of ways to make money as a virtual assistant. And again, it always depends, right? How many hours do you want to work a week? So I'm going to kind of generalize this, but the pandemic has helped wages across the country. So that's also helped us. So pre-pandemic, you know, you're looking at $17 an hour above minimum wage usually in places. But now virtual assistants out of my program start no less than $25 an hour. And then it just goes up from there. So to put this into annualization, if you're a 40-hour a week employee, that's a $50,000 a year salary. And no problem, you will get that if you're good and go through the steps to do that. And then it just grows from there. So I tell my VAs to take a few clients, you know, get comfortable, and then raise your rates a dollar or two, and then do it again, then do it again. There's certainly a threshold, but we have virtual assistants that charge anywhere from $25 to $50 an hour, and $50 an hour is $100,000 a year. So it's definitely possible to make really great money, again, on your terms doing this. And then the other two factors when you're pricing is, you know, there's hourly pricing, then there's getting clients on retainer. So you're guaranteed that income and they're guaranteed your support. And then there's also projects. So what I like to tell a lot of my military spouses that are moms or their husbands deploy is when your husband's gone or the kids are in school, take on some project work that you get really good at. Maybe it's cleaning out people's inboxes that have 10,000 things, or you get really good at course building, so you're going to build a course for someone, and you can supplement with that and just do it that way. So it's very flexible.
I don't know if you can answer my next question, but you're the number one person that you know of that went through your course. Number one, how much did they make?
Starting?
No.
Or now?
Now.
Well,
the best person. You can't include yourself. That doesn't count. Besides,
VA,
that wouldn't be fair to ask, and I wouldn't.
I had a VA report, and she worked full-time, $122,000 last year.
Wow. Okay.
So, cool. And then I had another VA who didn't, who's by far my hands down the best person I've ever trained. She's amazing. Doesn't work full time. She makes 80, you know.
You're breaking up a little. Are we losing, is that an internet connection or?
I have full bars. Are we doing good now?
Say a couple of more things. Say hi, Kent.
Hi, Kent. Are we connected
okay,
now?
Okay, we're back. I would feel all uncomfortable with that, but watching news all the time, they constantly bring people in. Oh, we lost the connection.
I don't know what happened.
So I think people are aware of that. Okay. Here's a question. What I'm hearing is most of your clients are women. Do men take this course also? And are they spouses or are they transitioning out and looking for a career?
So I've certified 150 virtual assistants and two of them have been men.
I've lost you again. You're breaking up.
Bars. Now. Okay.
You need bigger bars.
I don't know. Is it still broken?
Okay. It's on okay now.
Okay. So I'm just going to answer the question. We can.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. So I've trained 150 virtual assistants. Only two of them have been men. And they
were. Sexist.
Affiliated. I know I'm not. I promise. Just by nature, you know, it's a female driven career. Admins, even back in the 50s, it was the women that were the admins. So it seems like it hasn't changed, but we do have some great men on our team, but they're not military affiliated yet.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I was going to college and I was working as an orderly in a hospital and there were very, very few male nurses. They virtually didn't exist. And I thought, you know, it might be good to be a nurse. I was a medic in the Army, and I go, nah, that's just for women. I'd never get promoted, you know, reverse sexism. But anyway, that's changed. So obviously, the virtual assistant can also. You mentioned that the military spouse or someone who, well, particularly military spouse, they gain their identity back. Expand on why that's an issue, because I was the guy that went off to war and left my wife at home. My understanding of that sort of thing is on the opposite end. So explain if you would, please.
Yeah, I think not to use the word victim, because I think that there's a totally different side of this or an extremity of this, because we all get to make our choices. However, whether your partner joined the military after you met or before, the spouse is sacrificing on so many levels. And, you know, we get thanked all the time. Thank you for your service. And a lot of us are just like, yeah, it's okay. But truly, I think we need to listen to that because we are being asked to move around the country or around the world. We are being asked to give up our career, possibly in a major city like myself. That was my path after college. It all worked out. We are being asked to run the household when they're gone. And so it's like we're giving up so much. And before we know it, if we don't catch ourselves, we've lost ourselves. So that's what I mean by identity. And by having something that's yours, that is autonomous and flexible and can fit into this lifestyle that we've been asked to live in a really cool way, I think this is just a really good solution for having something that's yours and a way to contribute to the family financially and way to grow and use your brain every day and end up going to conferences with clients and supporting really cool projects. Just kind of gives you a little bit of that back.
That is awesome. I like that. Yeah. Expand next on, you talk about full-time, you talk about part-time. As a mom, if your kids are in school, they seem to constantly have something you're supposed to be at. Maybe it's the band playing or it's a play or whatever. How does being a virtual assistant, you talk about being a valued member of somebody's staff and doing lots of work, but at the same time, the virtual assistant, by definition, needs control of their own time. How do you handle that, or how do you recommend handling that?
So I think when you start as a virtual assistant, getting crystal clear of what when you can work allows you to attract or be hired by clients that can flex to that kind of schedule. So if you have to take your kids to school and pick them up at 3 o'clock every day, you can probably work from 9 to 2 and find a job that fits into that. Or if you want to attend that soccer game at 3 o'clock on a Thursday, you're not going to take a client that requires you to do all of that work during those timeframes. So it's kind of deciding before you're even hired what works for you and what doesn't. And then you take the jobs that will fit within those parameters. And that's kind of how we find balance and are able to meet our commitments and have the flexibility.
Now, you also mentioned, I think many or most of your virtual assistants have multiple clients. Am I accurate in that?
Yes, they do.
So let's say you had 30 clients. You tell each one, I'm not available Thursday afternoon from 3 to 6. And if they can't live with that, they refer them over to somebody else. And if it works for them, you're not in an argument where some guy says, hey, I need you 4 o'clock on Thursday, knowing full well that that virtual assistant is not available. And you are about to be greeted by one of your dogs.
Yes, I am.
I just watched the door open. It was cute. Yep.
So what's important, the virtual assistant relationships that I help foster are more than just you're being tasked by a business owner and you don't know who they are. You get to know them, you become a part of their team, they respect you and your family commitments. It just kind of turns into this wonderful virtual team relationship. So I think when you start taking on new clients, it's important to know and communicate with them, you know, these are my hours that I'm available. I'm open to work outside of that, but this is what I'm committing to based on our agreement. So I think that is a way to avoid that. And then, you know, 5 clients is a lot. I'd say that's kind of you're maxing your energy efforts, because I always say, you know, no more, have clients no less than 5 hours a week. But you want to try to fill a bulk of your time with a bigger client and then kind of a few projects. It's like the best balance for a virtual assistant. So if you can get a client for 20 hours a week and then a few at 5, work 30 hours, or maybe you just want that 20-hour a week client, that's kind of what you're looking for.
Okay, cool. That makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry, I'm reading my notes here.
You're good.
We're getting close to the end. Can you, in 3 or 4 minutes, capitalize what you are offering a veteran spouse?
Yes.
You know, what are all the benefits, but what are the negatives? There's a negative to any job.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
Yeah, let's encapsulate it so our listeners can hear and understand. And if they're interested, I'll put on the podcast, there's an area where you can put some notes. I'll put your website on there.
Okay.
So they can reach you. And go ahead.
Yeah.
It's no fair cheating and making notes. Come on.
Just making sure I hit it all.
Of course, you were watching me do that and go, well, what does he get to? Because it's my show.
Okay, so for military spouses or veterans, we have some veterans as well, that are looking for a flexible, rewarding, autonomous, work wherever, whenever you want career, I encourage you to look into being a virtual assistant This is for people with a personality set that's more type A, organized, very responsible, can balance home life and a client or have commitments that are online for us. And the biggest attribute that I look for in a new VA to succeed is having a figure it out attitude, meaning someone that is asked to do something and they might not know and they go, you know what? I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. So I think if you kind of possess those and you're interested in learning, this is a great thing to choose. So from a skill set perspective, if you can communicate via email well, I think that's a super important skill set. If you are on your phone quite often, I'm holding my phone up, doing social media, that's a skill set that people need that is very high demand. There are so many things that virtual assistants can do. So don't have the... Don't back down and think, who's going to hire me? What skill sets do I have to offer? 2 minutes talking to me and I'll pull them right out of you. So I think just kind of start assess what it is you know how to do, and it'll start to kind of open the doors, and then you can start learning new things. I think the benefits to becoming a virtual assistant are 100% work remote, ability to learn and grow as technology grows, as you expand your skill set, work with different clients. Ability to earn a really rewarding income. I mean, I always joke that I'm trying to beat my husband's income. I will someday. It's going to happen.
yeah, he's getting promoted, you know.
Yes, that's what keeps happening. And I'm like, gosh, I'm almost there.
Hey, convince him to go AWOL. That'll stop that promotion.
Right. and then I think things to look out for, you know, you have to set boundaries in this work, making yourself available the minute you get clients and you're answering emails at 10 p.m. because you know that they'll ask, this will happen. That's the stuff that can really overwhelm a person in this role. So setting boundaries and you know, if you're on vacation, you're on vacation. Or if you're on vacation and you're willing to check email, communicating that and having that strong communication back. I think that that's super important. And then watching out for knowing your worth. Don't undercharge when you're a new virtual assistant, but don't overcharge. Have integrity with what you're offering and as you're growing. And I think that that's super important. So for those of you interested in becoming a virtual assistant, virtualassistantacademy.com. And I love coaching and I love training and I love seeing my virtual assistants succeed. So,
do you have an 800 number if somebody wants to call you?
I don't.
Okay. So what is your email?
Hi@virtualassistantacademy.com.
H-I?
Hi. Yes. hi@virtualassistantacademy.com.
That is very creative. All right. Go ahead.
Real quick, for those of you on Instagram, I get a lot of military spouses reaching out. It's Molly Rose Speed. So I can chat with you there as well.
Okay. Sounds awesome. Would you mind if I put your organization on our website? We have all these different links to help veterans and transitioning, et cetera. Is that okay?
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
And it's only $100,000 a year. Thank you. I'm kidding. It's free. All right. We got to wrap up here. Molly Rose, thank you so much for talking with us today. Your information is key to many of our military spouses and, of course, others. And here is a message from our sponsor, the one who pays the bills and keeps our podcast alive every week. All Things Military and Veteran is proudly sponsored by Native Roots Cannabis Company, Colorado's leading locally grown and owned dispensary chain. Native Roots has been our largest donor since we were founded 4 years ago, and I thank them with all of my heart. They have 20 locations in Colorado, and Native Roots is ready to educate and serve adult use and medical patients alike. And I'm guessing by the look in your face, you go, this guy's a druggie. You will find, if you ask people who have been in combat, they're either using CBD to control things like tremor and pain, or THC so they can sleep at night. It's not an addictive drug. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't interact. So if your husband says, who is that druggie on the other side of this podcast, tell him I'm actually a normal person. All right. Thank you for listening to All Things Military and Veteran Podcast. We can be found on over a dozen podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. We hope you find our programs rewarding and informative. Feel free to contact us at info@epccpv.org or call 303-618-6131. Thank you for listening, and I hope you found today's podcast informative. Stay safe.